Good evening, everyone. I almost didn't start. I'm waiting for him to say one, and he never does, and I always have to jump on into the pool after two. But anyway, for some reason, I spaced out. So here I am. This is Veronica Entwistle. I'm an intuitive and an energy counselor, and I love working with you guys individually at home and in my own practice, but also on the air here in Radiance by Design, and of course, Paradigm Shifters, and of course, Jackie's show, ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. We've heard so much lately, everywhere, that fear is our worst subject. Fear in humanity is one of the most disastrous things we can have, because whether you're talking about this dimension, the third dimension, and other dimensions, and or other dimensions, fear is the thing that blocks us from receiving really strong intuition, from expanding beyond the kind of heavy and limited thought fields that are around us. Fear contains the radiance that keeps us locked in and literally enslaved. Today I went pottering off to Canada to see my father, who's a wonderful old fellow. And he's old, he's 88. And I just went up through the Canadian border with my wonderful Nexus Pass. And it's funny, ladies and gentlemen, I have to explain that I always feel a certain, and I wonder if you do too, a certain amount of fear when it comes to people in uniforms, the IRS, all of that kind of stuff. Now, I'm working with it. I'm not saying, oh, I'm terrified. I'm saying, I'm working with it. So as I went through the border, they said, this is, you know, because they have a computer, they know, you know, what, how often you clip your toenails pretty much by running your passport or your Nexus Pass. And the guy says to me, you know, how long have you had this pass? I said, a couple of months. He said, well, something here on the screen says you're expired in something. So, oh, golly, did I ever get afraid for a minute? And then I started to chuckle, and I thought, well, now what does that mean? Something in me has expired. And I was talking to a client on the, a wonderful woman who's a healer, on the phone and asking her to be quiet as I went through because they don't like you to be on the phone. So she heard all this. And she was laughing and saying something very relevant, which is, of course, you're changing so fast these days. You're expired. Your old way of being's expired. It's not valid anymore. And that was a really fun way to consider moving from fear into the reality that change is the only operative word here, and that we are changing and growing. Anyway, I returned back to the States from Canada and had no problem coming back into the States, and so far I don't know what's expired. Might have been my the date on my frozen food or the chicken in the fridge or something. Who knows? But they caught it and I'm fine. And I looked at fear and went, ooh, it's so easy to get afraid when we see what authority, all kinds of authority out there that it has. We were talking earlier, Bob and I, we were talking about systems. And systems don't really have any consciousness, do they? Systems, doesn't matter where they started, they might have started really well, but nobody considers the individual thought process in a system. So when you have a system, it's really hard to feel the freedom and the ability to have personal expression. So once again, that can bring up fear. And the other thing that we wanted to talk about tonight is enslavement, and these are related, of course. We can be very enslaved by our fear, and that can actually prevent us from getting tremendous ideas and lots of creative expression, can't it? So here, gosh, I forget where I was going here with all of this. In the system, oh yeah, then we were talking about the other day, I was talking about enslavement. For the last few weeks I've been talking about enslavement. And one of the major things that enslaves us is fear. The other stuff that I'm noticing in my work, because in my work we do a very dynamic shift from what's been inheld in the body and the impact it has on physical and mental and emotional projections into the world and the kind of realities we create. And then there's the our attitude. Then there's, I was talking to Galexis on Tuesday night. Galexis is a wonderful coalescence of channel beings coming through Ginger Matro. They were saying that one of the, that we're talking about swine flu, media scare, bringing up the fear. And one of the major attractions we have for things like flu or all kinds of those sorts of illnesses and so on is the hidden rage. So I was thinking today about enslavement, and I thought about, oh, I don't know, my own childhood and all the years I've dredged up this hoo-ha and that hoo-ha and, you know, mistreated here and suppressed there and so on. And then I thought about rage, and I go, oh, yeah, we do have an anger, because when I'm dealing with, for example, the border, and I'm dealing with somebody in a uniform, I do get mad I get mad really easily inside. I don't express it, but I feel a really deep anger, and I started thinking about that hidden rage, and I go, wow, yeah, that rage comes from, back to systems too, it comes from kind of an unjust response to the individuals from systems that consider themselves, what, gods, or they know they have all the answers and so on. So yeah, we grow up with rage, whether it's because of the authority of our parenting or teachers that didn't hear us or our belief about God and the religions that really poured a vindictive God down on us. Not everybody had any of those, right? But I realized that rage is an enslavement, because instead of being in a position of being innovative and being intuitive and coming up with lots of ideas, I got mad inside. And what happens then is your brain pattern changes and your brain chemistry changes, and you don't really get any intuitive stuff, do you? You just get like a defensive tension, and your whole body chemistry gets really bizarre. So that's a kind of enslavement, isn't it? So I really wanted us all of you guys out there, to look into your body, mind, and look for some of the hidden feelings, one of which could be rage. Another one is shame. So we have rage that comes from like unjust stuff, and I also believe it comes from past lives. What's been left from your other lives that has left you feeling kind of blocked inside with a certain kind of tension and a certain kind of anger? I'll bet you there's a lot. How many of us have been beheaded or maimed or who knows, you know, eaten by tigers and who knows where we've all been, eh? So then we move from there to shame. And in both cases, like, rage isn't always easy to find. I remember years ago somebody told me I had rage, and I couldn't find it. You know, I was so carefully plasticized at that point, you know, that I could not find it. I was trying really hard to be a good person and be all sweetness and light, and I could not find any rage. Well, now I can find it when it's there. Boom! All I have to do is eat a donut, and that really helps, too. All that yin energy just flings it out of the body. And another one that's hard to find is shame. Jackie's team, which is going to follow this show, they're really a wonderful, wonderful channel beings. And so is Jackie. She's a great healer and so on. But anyway, we're going to talk about shame, because a lot of these guys have studied more than I have with Lazarus. And Lazarus has some tremendous shame tapes of really dragging you through it, finding out where lurking in your body are deep feelings of shame. And shame is a reaction which is kind of launched, I don't know, thousands of years ago, I'm sure. It's to kind of keep us in line, and it really had a good role. But it's been applied to us willy-nilly through the years. And because it's so ancient, and this is something that's really important to remember, because it's so old, it perks very well with some of the deep, deep goo, primordial goo that runs through our body, mind, our soul, and our belly, our subconscious. And when we're really feeling shamed, we lose, again, our sense of power, and we're enslaved by it. So those are two things that I consider to be, again, primordial, really deep and really way in there. The other thing I was going to say is Aravinda is a very wonderful teacher. And that was Bob helping me with another idea, but I want to finish my thoughts first. Aravinda is a very wonderful spiritual teacher, and he's been on several times, and I want to get him on some more. And what he's been talking about is, innately speaking, in every single soul, there is that stream of enlightenment. We are, he says, by nature, by existence, by not so much experience, but we are enlightened and enlightenable. But we block it up with a whole lot of different reactions. I like putting it that way. And he says, and I like this also because it's two thumbnail things, he says, and I've said this before, see who's paying attention, that resistance and defense are two of the major issues that block our enlightenment. And again, that made me think, have you ever been defensive? Because when he was teaching this in this wonderful seminar in which I heard his first talk, I was so startled at starting to pay attention to how much defense exists in my conscious or that I could be aware of in myself at any given time. And looking around, I'm a pretty good intuitive looking around, and I saw that that's true for pretty much everyone, that it's really a huge, huge issue. What gives us defensiveness and how coyly do we mobilize it? How do we help ourselves? And the other thing is resistance. Resistance. And think about your body. When you really drop into resistance, what happens? For me, and I'm not trying to be oblique here, but what happens to me anyway is a tensioning and a tightening of a lot of the cells throughout my body, and depending on the subject, it'll hit, for example, the belly, the subconscious area, the heart, the throat, the head, the frontal lobe, you know, practice, because you'll know exactly where it hits. And then we can do the energy release to clear some of that. That's a fairly long preamble tonight. I like to do the sacred geometric healing, what we call it, it's like a research center, isn't it? It's a healing research center. And so we're going to do that as a meditation, and we're going to talk about these subjects farther. We can go way farther into enslavement, what enslaves us. It can be our appetites. And as the guides were saying before we started the show, I always do some channeling before that. And they were saying it hasn't always been enslavement. Some of it is kind of like corralling and controlling our own personal growth and awakening, because we're kind of an experimental species that has been designed to eventually uncover or discover what would we call it, self-empowerment, free choice, a self-creating species instead of a limited species. So we can look at that as well. And that isn't just straight enslavement by other. That's kind of like a plant being put in a certain kind of soil in order to nurture its growing, and somebody plucking off its the extra suckers or the little bits and pieces of the leaves that aren't really appropriate to its flourishing. So we got some stuff to talk about, and I want to talk to you about these shows. How are you doing with internet radio? What is it that makes this radio show work, and what is it that doesn't work for you? So I'd love you to call in after we do our meditation. Please call in and share with me your concepts, your life, your enslavement or non-enslavement, what you think about the whole picture, how well you're unraveling and discovering free will in your world. Are you noticing the downloads, tremendous downloads of energy that are really helping us expand and grow as a species, as individuals? Are you authenticating? Are you feeling thwarted? Are you scared in all of these times of change? And what is it can we do, and we're going to talk about that as well, in order to feel kind of safe and, in quotes, secure, as our security is ripped apart in order to make way for new life? That's a lot of questioning, so join me in the meditation, and then I'm hoping you're going to call in right after. Are you all relaxed? My guides and angels, who are such a precious coalescence of beings themselves, always are with us during these shows. So I'm asking them to come in and truly make their presence felt, that we can feel their presence. Above your head, perhaps 2 to 4 miles, see a golden ball, and below your spine, 40 feet, another golden ball. And let's drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball down through your spine, and into the lower golden ball. Now let's, for fun, do it a little differently this week. Around your waist, maybe in 20 feet diameter out there, see a series of golden balls making a circle. And from the upper golden ball down to the circle of golden balls, drop many, many, many filaments of pink, pink light, bright pink light. And now from the circle of golden balls to the lower golden ball, many, many, many strings of pink light. Good. Now you're in this kind of interesting canopy, the canopy pointing up and the canopy pointing down. And now I'd like you to create a crystal ball and have that crystal ball touch the outside edges of the crystal ball, nudge the inside edges of your canopy. That's it. And take a look at the colors of your crystal ball. I'll bet you each one of you has a slightly different arrangement. I'm seeing full spectral hue all over the place. And inside of that, there you are, and you've got this wonderful filament of light running through your spine. And you're inside of this star tetrahedron, which is a three-dimensional Star of David. And I'd like you to be inside that. Now spin and spin and spin. Spin. Good work. And as you're spinning, you start seeing in front of you the great IMAX theater screen. This is our magical screen. And on the front, on first, what we're going to do, and most of you know this already, what we're going to do is create little movies. And in those movies, you can sense and feel what it is you want to design. So you're going to sense the first movie I'm looking at is what I personally want to become. So I see myself as multidimensional. I see myself as coming from the heart. Yeah. Good. And what do you see yourself as? And just don't just see it, feel it as well. Now, there on that screen, what we envision very often just really picks up speed. Now we move from there into the second one, and there we see ourselves in a project doing something we really want to do. You just shine light in there and look at the details, see the resources coming, people coming to help you, ideas just flowing, and see the project developing itself. Even if it's a home and family, a partnership, doesn't matter what your project is, a book, a business, huge dream. Good. And see it working really well, and it's starting to manifest. And now see the resources coming to maintain it and to maintain you. Just see it and know it. Good. Now wrap that in light, and let's move to the Galactic Healing Center. I love this. We go to the Galactic Healing Center and call in your team of healers, we all have them, and have them circle around a healing table. Yes. And now you're going to lie on that table, okay? And as you lie on that table, see what the team wants to do to help you heal yourself. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you see them drawing things out of you. Sometimes you see them running energy across your body, mind. Yeah. Sometimes you see it changing your head. And now I want you to take a minute and ask if there's any particular advice for you. You might want to write this down. Oh, I got some beautiful words. And now wrap that scenario in light. And then remember, our team's magical. They can replicate themselves, and so can we in this kind of vision. So we have a fresh table, a fresh team. It's the same team, but it's brand new. And then bring in somebody who needs healing, who needs help, and put them on the table. Okay, what is it they need? Okay. And then the team will pull that out or give them surgery or whatever is needed. Mm-hmm. In my case, it was a person who's got a physical disability, but it's coming from a very deep kind of karmic place. So they seem to be tying that soul journey into the difficulty and sort of sucking it out of the belly area right to the spine. It's kind of interesting. I never know what's coming up. Do you? That's it. I'll let them continue. And I'll wrap it in light so it can continue further. And now let's bring in the third table and the third replicated team. And again, I've got a team or a couple here, two beds, two little healing tables. Okay, and let's see what their problem is. Okay, so they're showing me very much a push-pull going on between these two people because of a fear and insecurity, a safety issue that she has that came from her childhood, and he's got kind of a defense. So they're just pulling that defense apart, and they're calming her down. And what they're showing is that these people can't really hear each other. Ah, there it goes. And as they pull it apart, pull apart kind of the issues, what we're seeing is these people are actually able to hear each other. At least for now. Yeah. And what we're asking is that they continue to install in each of these people a calmness and a release of their defense that they can actually hear one another because they're essentially very good people. They're the kind of relationship if we see them break up, we say, oh, that's really sad. They were good. But we hit those blocks, don't we? I'll wrap them in light, and now let's do a political one before we close off our healing center. Of course, I always like to bring in our president, Mr. Obama, who I think is really sometimes trapped in the wheels of the machine. Now, as far as I know, they've signed a bill for health care. It's the committee that passed it. Okay. And I have to plead ignorance here. I'm not even sure what the details are. But when I look at him, I still feel tethers pulling him between this group and that, and him getting kind of sometimes emotionally eviscerated trying to appease the threats, coercions of various groups. My goodness, it's a crazy time. So I feel this, that we need to send him a lot of light because he has pretty good ideals. I think, you know, we could probably all improve. He's got some pretty good ideals, but are we able to think for ourselves when the pressures are so great and coercions or the you got to do this for me or else, you know, that kind of bargaining stuff is also very great. So one more time, we're going to see Obama and all the beings of the White House absolutely surrounded with pink light, the light of harmony, and see that their higher selves and their guides and angels are working with the greater common good as well as the oligarchy. And yes, and I feel like we want to just fill Obama with strength and love and clarity of purpose. And now draw through the top of your head some great pink light from the universe. Bring it down through the top of your head. Send it out through your chest. Send it out to Mr. Obama and his family, and let's grow it. And then through the White House, up and down all the hallways, and then through the Pentagon and Washington, D.C., and have it spread all over where there are amazing difficulties on the planet with all their sometimes commerce-driven nastiness is sometimes the reality. And there's also a lot of big heart moving around the planet at this time. So let's just add to that by sending this harmonizing light. Mm-hmm. And have it sent to all the hot spots in the world where people are very ill and where people are very poor and where there's war and where there's a push-pull because somebody wants to own their, whether it's oil fields or minerals or just population. And have that light move all around the planet, all over the planet, so that the extraterrestrials themselves are saying, wow, hot diggity, this is a really amazing pink planet. And bring that pink light back into yourself and fill yourself with the light of harmony, of love and harmony. Excellent. And now let's close off our healing room for this week. Just close it all off. Maybe we'll close it off with a golden wash here. And then come into your star tetrahedron again and spin and spin and spin. Yeah, doesn't that feel good? Now come on into the room with me and let's talk. Let's talk over coffee. I'd love it if you would call in, and the numbers are, this sounds like we're doing one of those awards, and the numbers are, and Bob just gave me the number, are you ready? Call in, 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. And I know more than one number works at a time these days, so I'll give you some other numbers. 530-327-7602, 530-776-5185, 530-413-4511. And I would really like to say some things about these radio shows. The reason I want to do radio, I really love my work as an intuitive, but I also am kind of driven to be talking over the air. And one of the reasons is that I believe that the collective is changing and we're rising in frequency. That means that the air we breathe that's full of old thoughts and feelings and so on, there is an increase in frequency. There are downloads of energy coming from the universe. The whole universe is rising in frequency, let alone the earth plane. We're having to grow and change and so on. But there's so much resistance out there. There's a lot of people hanging on. Oh, goody, we got a call. Just finish this one thought. A lot of people hanging on to security as they know it. And that's a little bit of a lower frequency, if not a lot. So I wanted to be on the air, as do many other people, and the BBS people as well, in order to lift and raise the frequency and be a part of sending higher frequencies out there. And you are doing it, too. So I'd love some feedback on how you like this radio show, other radio shows, what you would like to hear. And you're on the air, and I'm glad. Hello.
Hi, Veronica. This is Ted.
Hi, Ted. How you doing?
Yeah, good, good. I've just been away out of town for a long time, so here I am back again.
Where'd you go, Ted? Where'd you go?
Place Omega, which is kind of like Esalen, only it's on the East Coast.
Oh, good. What did you study?
We did a thing on play. It was one of the things, purpose, life purpose, and play. And God, it was a pretty spiritual, I'd say, experience. Very nice. It was very nice. John of God was there, and we did a week of not talking for a while as another group, and so it was all good, deep, fun stuff.
Wow. So are you all evolved now?
Well, I don't know. I'm probably paying attention probably a little better than I have. Although I was pretty good at that already, but
Well, we're glad you came back.
Yeah, it feels good. One thing I was just going to ask you, I noticed that a lot of times I imagine what some people that people have something critical of me, and it's not necessarily so. I don't feel any feeling with it. It's just this thought that comes up quite a bit. So
that people are judging you?
I'm sorry? Yeah. And it isn't probably true a lot of the time, but there's that thought, you know. So.
You know it's a pattern from your childhood. You know that.
Yeah, it sure is.
Yeah.
It sure is. And I've gotten better at it, I'd say. But, it's just, and most of the time it isn't a thought that has a feeling with it, particularly. Yeah, so anyway, I just wanted to get your...
Well, either that's a really good thing that the thought...
I'm sorry?
I said either that's a really good thing that the thought doesn't have a feeling with it, or you're suppressing your feeling, right?
Yeah. Well, I used to do that. I used to have stomach... my stomach would let me know, but that hasn't happened particularly. So...
You know what? You know something, Ted? I sort of decided finally after being 100 years old that sometimes those reactions from childhood never quite go away. They just become like a paint pot where we dip our brush our whole life in ever decreasing power of the paint.
Uh-huh. You know? And you just don't put a lot of significance on it, I guess.
Yeah, I think that you are growing a lot, and you're becoming much clearer about creating the reality you want. That I can see. And the fact that we have knee-jerk, subconscious or even conscious brain program responses, that's not so weird, I don't think. You're doing a good job clearing it.
Oh, good.
But staying conscious, I mean, the idea of being conscious about it is terrific, because then you can rearrange how you are going to play out in the world, right?
Yeah. That's true. So that's something that I'm pretty good at, is the conscious thing. Yeah. All right, well, I just wanted to get your... I mean, there's tons of things to ask you, but I want to give everybody else a chance.
Okay, I want to ask you, what do you think of the radio shows? Because I'm questioning right now what it is we're doing on the air, whether people are getting what they want, or is there other... What would you really like to have on the air?
Well, I haven't listened to you all this time for about 2 months, so
well, thanks a lot.
Well, I've just been busy there, you know.
I know.
Get to the radio. you're just pushing my buttons, huh?
I'm trying to. How am I doing?
No, you know, it's I'm just chuckling. yeah, so I wouldn't be a good judge. I've always liked you and what you had to say. I did listen to the Galexis Tuesday. That was good.
You did listen to it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, that was good, wasn't it? I liked them.
Yeah, yeah, it was. It was excellent. Yeah. And you're a good interviewer. I like the way you interview, and I don't know.
Well, thank you.
I don't have anybody that much to compare with that much. I know that when you were here in Monterey area, or going through the Monterey area, I thought you were the best of the lot. But then now you're on the big time, so who knows?
You're a sweetheart. Well, I'm really glad you came back, and I'm glad you went to Omega, because I hear wonderful things about that.
Yeah, it's a great place. It really is.
And I want to say this about you. You've grown a lot, Mr. Ted.
Oh, really? Oh, good.
Oh, yes.
That feels good.
Yeah, that and isn't that great. What we're all about right now? It's a bit crazy making, but we're doing it.
Yeah. The whole planet's going to push us, huh?
Yeah. Well, we want that, don't we? We want to meet each other at a higher level.
Sure. Sure. Yeah, I was wondering, am I making progress here? it's nice to get feedback, and it really is.
Yeah, you're doing a good job. All right, thanks so much for your call, Ted.
Okay, right. Thanks, Veronica. Bye-bye.
Good night. Well, now that was an interesting bit of feedback. I've known Ted off and on for probably 9-10 years, I think, because I used to do a show every few weeks in Monterey and in KNRY. And it was really quite a delightful show early in the morning, and it's really nice to have you call. You're on the air. Welcome. Hello?
Oh, hi, Veronica?
Yes.
It's Sharon. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you, Sharon?
Terrific. I just want to let you know I love your show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You do such a wonderful job.
Thank you. Do you have any feedback, like anything specific or any questions that you have?
Well, I like it because you mix it up. You do, sometimes you do just yourself, and then sometimes you interview other people. So it's kind of nice when you mix it up that way.
Oh, good. Well, thank you. And thank you for calling in. Where are you calling from?
I'm in Westchester, Ohio.
Oh, good. Well, sure, yeah. You have a question for me. You have a very nice light, actually.
Oh, thank you. I'm trying. I've had some difficulty today, so I'm working on that. So I'm doing much better. I've been listening to BBS for a while, so...
You find that all the different people are raising people's frequency that you feel lifted?
Yeah, it's really wonderful. Yeah, it's so positive, you know.
Do you find it helps you to grow, to touch your life?
Oh, my God, yeah, because I have had some issues. And my whole life is in transformation, so every aspect of it. So I've had to relook at everything, and I'm rebuilding the whole thing from ground up.
Wow.
And, wow. It's exciting, yet, you know, I used to get panic attacks, but I don't get those anymore. I'm more centered now, so...
I hope you feel supported because you have a strong, strong sort of vertical light around you. You've got a lot of vibrational support.
Wow. Yeah, I feel like I've been carried through like the past 6 months. So,
good.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for your call, darling. Thank you, Sharon.
You are welcome. Keep it up.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Now, that was a lovely call as well. And also, that is the thing that we're wanting to do. We were talking about security and feeling secure at a time when security is sure changing style, isn't it? We used to think it was, you know, we had, I remember being taught years ago, you know, if you get your university degree, then if your marriage doesn't work out, then you will have something to fall back on. Well, holy mackerel, that reality has certainly changed. That's what we were taught in my family. And now I look at us all, and we're moving through such social changes and the breakup of not only families, but the entire social structure, and the vibrations are moving up. And as they move through us, we have to detether. Oh, I'm glad you called. I'll be just finished in a minute here. We have to detether, stop hanging on to the way we thought things were going to be. And then security becomes a different issue, doesn't it? We have to redefine our terms. So we have someone else on the air. You are on the air right now. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Veronica.
Hi.
It's Jonquil.
Hi, Jonquil. How are you?
I'm pretty good. This is my first chance to be able to hear you in the evening. So.
Well, good. Well, welcome.
Yeah, I'm glad to be able to get myself together enough to know what time it was.
Jonquil, for everybody who's listening, Jonquil is a dear friend, and I was thinking about you today thinking, I must get in touch with that girl.
Who are you? Well, I want to say that through the meditation and the question of what is security and how am I doing with it? The answer is horribly. I feel the true disintegration of the structure, as it were, and not either hearing or sensing or feeling or being instructed, maybe I'm not listening well enough, as to what will the replacement of that loss of structural security begin to feel like? In other words, where will the, is it peace or peace of mind or confidence or just, you know, believing that it'll all be good, abundance exists, and so on. I mean, to me, I feel all those things that you just said, you know, the disintegration, the isolation, without the voice coming with, try this or go this way. So it's strange, very, very strange.
Well, I'm glad you called with that, because what we're going to do is we're going to do a little exercise, because what I'm seeing, Jonquil, is something that we all do. There's a way you're holding your inner energy, which is as if you're holding against a door that's been a defensive way. Do you realize that you have a defensiveness way down deep?
I feel that I must be in the bunker. You know, the change is like an onslaught. You know, like a battle coming at me.
Mm-hmm. It's really hard, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, if you use that analogy, that I would hunker down thinking I've got to hold in order to, you know, weather this galactic storm.
Well, I want to ask you this. Are you painting, writing? Are you doing those
kinds of things? I'm painting, and I say the words, I am sculpting, but I am not. I haven't done anything since I came back from Tucson. I have not. I have been painting, not in a frenzy and not, you know, endlessly, but rather, you know, talk about going into whatever your security is or doing the things that you, old patterns. So what have I done when I feel insecure? I remodeled the house, you know. Right.
Is your house beautiful, Jonquil?
Looking great. New carpet, remodeled upstairs, repaint, new trim, whatever. You know, got a problem, let me just rebuild that. Yeah. Yeah. Well, and it's, you know, it's just
I like
ridiculous.
It. Actually, that's probably a very good way for you to meditate, actually.
It looks good. It just isn't, I think the irony is, you know, those are the patterns that I know, right? And they aren't providing security, so they aren't providding what I would always... I mean, I'm at least far enough along to know that they aren't what they used to... what I used to do them for, you know?
So let's do a little exercise. It's only going to take a minute, but I think it's really helpful, mm-hmm. is to go... Because I want to say something about the gifts that I see popping up in you. But first, I want us to do an exercise that will help people... to release, because when we're afraid, as you know, we don't hear and feel as easily. Do you know
mm-hmm.
that?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And there's a really deep fear in you. You know that?
Yes.
And there's another question here I have to ask of you. Is your identity is really screwed up? Your
totally.
Ability? Yeah, and that's so hard for you. I can't even imagine how difficult that is for you right now.
Mm-hmm.
It is, mm-hmm. isn't it?
It's completely unrecognizable. I don't get it.
Yeah. Well, you shouldn't get it. You see, this is the scary part where we have to step off the platform into the void kind of thing, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's call up. Let's everybody wrap yourself in light, because we don't want to take on each other's fear. For heaven's sakes, we've got enough going. We can turn on the news for that, can't we?
Mm-hmm.
Let's
or not.
Pass. Let's wrap ourselves in light. Yeah, good. Wrap yourself in light. That's it. And I want you to all feel. Oops, I had to wrap myself in light too, because I start feeling so much right now. All right, I want you to all drop inside and ask to feel. But let's just call up the feeling of security. Imagine hunkering down. I'm secure, I'm secure, I'm secure, I'm secure. I want you to just feel that security. Now, that security is going to be felt. It's going to be coming from the way you did before, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you notice how it's a holding pattern? It's even in your wrists, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's in your chest and
yeah.
in your stomach. Yeah. So, and people at home, you've got it all over the place. Somebody's got an awful headache with it. It's like, I've got to do it this way. Just let your body talk to you. We won't keep the pain. Now we're going to exaggerate it. Now we're asking for help from our guides and angels, from the team and so on. Let's ask for help as we command total release of that holding pattern now, that energy, total release. Okay. And now we're going to burn ourselves up with a violet fire or violet flame. Just have the violet flame burning up through the soles of your feet and moving right up through your body and burning and burning and burning through your body. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Okay, I want you to burn and burn everybody. Burn and burn through your body and make sure it burns through every inch of your body. That's it. Every inch of the body. Now it should be lightening up. You look like it's lightening up. And because at this time, the changes are so energetically and vibrationally that what happens, Jonquil, is that people hunkered down against them, and that's way down deep inside. And when you do, you don't perceive very well. So if you could clear that tension in you on a regular basis, I don't know if you heard talking about rage and things that are hidden, if you could call that up and feel that security thing over and over and keep clearing it, what we see outside of that is what's coming up for you is kind of a perky, sparky, creative drive. Like I think you're going to be doing something like books with visuals or something. There's something really interesting that's just going to come popping up, and I believe it's coming from you. I don't think you're going to be saved by someone else. I think you're going to be saved by you. See, I think what's coming up for you is an expression that is really going to be not only viable, but really fun and light for you, but it's going to be quite marketable. So, and it's a different way than you've ever expressed before. Jonquil, for people who don't know, which is a lot of you, I'm sure, I know you're famous, Jonquil, but anyway, has quite a history in art, but her style is going to have to change for a number of reasons. But I see that you're going to be doing something very, very creative, visual, has to do with a book, or books, or kids' books, or I don't know, I don't even want to try to narrow it down, because it's going to perk through you. And we're seeing that as you're doing your house, because you've got another piece to do, don't you?
Oh, it would be ongoing. Yeah, I have an imminent one, yes.
Okay, in its major imminency, I really want you to do that with a certain kind of vehemence, you know, but try to let go, to use the security, exaggerate it, and then let it go over and over again, because you've got this percolating intuitive energy that wants to come through and get you going, you see? And it seems that we all do it this way, Jonquil, or it seems interminable. And it's really about picking apart these hard defensive things to
mm-hmm.
let it through, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I see you in a short while, but you're having a lot of fun. But the negative part is that I see you doing a lot of it alone. And
yeah.
Then the good part of that is that it comes from you, deeply from you, which is your dharma. And then you're more expressed with others, you see? You see what I mean? It's like you've turned yourself completely inside out. You pop back up by yourself, begin to manifest, and then boom, there's other people there, including potential mate. You don't have to be stuck with him if you don't like him.
No, not that. It's just so, you know, how hard it is for me. It's just so...
I know, and it's gone on and on.
On and on, yeah. And,
but this is the first time I've seen it be that bright, right close, Jonquil.
Uh-huh.
But I see the holding pattern against, and this is true for all of us, actually, but it's extreme right now for you. It's a holding pattern against the rapid changes, and we don't know how to make sense of it. We don't know what security means. We don't
yeah.
know who we are in the middle.
Yeah.
I don't know who the heck I am.
Yeah.
You know?
And unfortunately, the pattern or the fallback position is, you know, hampers me beyond belief, you know. It's just, wow, it's so strong. The instinct to just defend what I have been or what I am, you know, or have been, I guess have been is really the better.
Well, honey, I want to say follow it through. Like, if you're going to defend it, at least everybody at home, It's when we're conscious of that. Oh, I'm really defending how I've been. Just go into that and watch. It'll start to change. All you have to do is give yourself the awareness, the recognition. Don't keep it in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
Because it'll soften and it'll change. Because that's what I see, is you're going to start to bubble forward in a different presentation. And it won't be that long, and you'll be going, oh, I like this.
Mm.
Softer, easier. I don't have to be good at everything and do everybody else's work for them. It's a different reality. And then you're going to be very involved with a group of people. And that's going to be a blast for you. But you'll come in like a more like a sprite than the one who has to keep it all together.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're going to love it, Jonks.
Mm.
So.
That would be delightful.
So hang on to your hat, but remember to, for everybody, go into what security really means to you,
mm-hmm.
and you can either command total release or just go into it so that you're conscious of it. Notice all the funny little pulls and pushes in your body, and then you can release it. And then just let, it's like when you do your meditation or your walk or playing with your dogs or doing your house recreations, it will come through, and it is coming through. Remember also, astrologically, I know Jonquil's got a lot of Leo and Taurus stuff, right, John?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And some people don't, but I've noticed that a lot of more Leonic people than you, people have a slower time doing that because their imprint is more to hold the presence of what they are, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if we could be patient, but sometimes astrology really helps. With that understanding.
Do you see anything? I feel like there is just as equal, the warrior is just as equally wants me to ditch it as hold.
ditch the security thing?
Everything. You know, one half is like, I am the one who holds the gate. I am the gatekeeper, you know, for the old way. I have that just as strongly as I have the knowing of the devastation of staying put. I just, you know.
what we're saying, okay, I agree with you entirely. One of the things we're saying, though, is if you'll sit there and absolutely be the gatekeeper of the old way, it'll start melting.
Yeah.
You see, it's don't. Don't let the split carry on. Say, okay, I'll be the gatekeeper. All right,
uh-huh.
I'll be in charge of keeping it that way. And get in there and exaggerate it, because it will start to shift. You can't help it. Change is the only thing that's going to happen.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes slower for some people than others. Somebody was telling, it was Galexis on Tuesday night, saying that there's going to be such a rapid shift over the next 3 or 4 months of the universal downloads, which, of course, aids our change. But my thing with you is, do not deny or hide those changes and
mm-hmm.
those recognitions that you want to make. Grab hold of it and be it. But don't stuff it. Don't, like you were holding against things is what
mm-hmm.
I saw at the beginning of your call.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
So stay awake and let me know how you do.
Okay.
All right. Love
Excellent.
You.
Excellent. Love you too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was a really interesting call, ladies and gentlemen, because it is difficult to stay on top of change, because what happens is we get clouded in our thinking, don't we? And we start thinking, oops, we've got one more call. We start thinking, holy crap, I'm not getting anywhere. Well, we are. You're on the air, but only for a minute. Welcome to the show.
Hi. I think I have something similar going on. I am so busy, but I'm feeling very sluggish about it all. Like, I don't know if I'm losing a sense of direction or what. And so I was just wondering if you had any words of wisdom for me.
What's your first name? I can see something right away. What's your first name?
Jackie.
Jackie?
Uh-huh.
What I'm seeing is that a little bit differently than Jonquil. It's like you're in a little bit of a whirlpool that's pulling things away. And it's kind of a disorienting time for you, isn't it?
It is.
And
I'm usually
like that.
Not disoriented.
I like that you're being disoriented, because what's going to happen, if you could just stay as neutral as you can right now and just let things change around, around mm-hmm. you, you're all of a sudden going to be pulled in a totally different direction. And I don't really have time to go into whether it's your job, but I suspect it's your job. Do you have a daughter?
I'm retired. But
really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a daughter?
Mm-hmm.
What I'm seeing is something that you're doing regularly and something to do with your daughter. And then all things will change in a different direction. You will feel much more as if, so if you're not working, you must be doing something. And all of a sudden you're going to feel much more like this is purposeful and it makes sense. And
mm-hmm.
there's a pleasure with your daughter that hasn't been for a while, I would suspect.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a lot of room for growth there.
Well, that's probably why we have daughters, right?
Right.
Smack our souls in the bottom, maybe, hey?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry that I can't be more detailed, but we're off the air, you see.
That's okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you mm-hmm. for calling even late like that. Thanks, Jackie. This is Veronica Entwistle talking about Jackie. At the top of the hour, we're going to be on ET Healing and Explorations with in Consciousness with Jackie Salvitti, and I'm looking forward to that, talking to her team, finding out more about how to evolve consciously. We'll see you at the top of the hour. Thank you for listening, and many, many blessings.